Chapter 3 At Thrushcross Grange.
This morning I stayed in my bedroom and saw no one. But when evening came, I began to feel better, so I came downstairs. I called for Nellie Dean, my housekeeper, and asked her to make a fire and bring me dinner. "You have lived here a long time, haven't you?" I asked, after she had put a bowl of soup in front of me. I knew that she liked to talk, and I wanted to know about the people at Wuthering Heights.
"Yes, sir," she replied. "I've lived here for 18 years. I came when Miss Catherine was married. Her husband employed me as his housekeeper after she died."
"You've seen many changes," I said.
"I have," she replied, "and a lot of trouble too."
I was quiet for a moment, thinking about the beautiful young woman I had met at Wuthering Heights. "Tell me," I said, "why does Mr. Heathcliff prefer to live at Wuthering Heights when Thrushcross Grange is a much better house? Does he need the money?"
"Need the money?" she replied. "No, Mr. Heathcliff is very rich, and he becomes richer every year. But if he can make more money from having a tenant at Thrushcross Grange, then he will."
"Has he got children?" I asked.
"He had a son, but he is dead now."
"And the young woman, who is she?"
"She is Cathy, the daughter of Miss Catherine Earnshaw. Miss Catherine married Mr. Edgar Linton, who used to own Thrushcross Grange. I looked after Cathy, the poor little thing," she replied.
"And the boy, Hareton?"
"He is Cathy's cousin," she said. "The son of Miss Catherine's brother, Hindley."
"They're a big family, aren't they? I'm a bit confused."
"Yes, sir."
"I saw that Wuthering Heights has Hareton Earnshaw and the date 1500 written above the door. Are they an old family?"
"Yes, sir, they are a very old family," she said. "And Hareton is the last of them. Wuthering Heights should be his, not Mr. Heathcliff's. That poor boy has been tricked, but he doesn't know it."
She stopped speaking for a moment, then said,
"Mr. Heathcliff is a difficult man, isn't he?"
I smiled at her. "Yes, he's a rough and angry man with a bad temper."
"A very bad temper," she replied.
"What terrible thing has happened in his life to make him like that?" I asked.
"It's a sad story, sir. Mr. Heathcliff is the cuckoo who pushed the others out of their nest. I will tell you about it."
And then she sat down in front of the fire she had just made and began to tell me her story.
It started many years ago, when I was a small child. Before I came to live here, I lived at Wuthering Heights. My mother looked after Hindley Earnshaw, and I used to play with him and his sister, Catherine. One summer afternoon, Hindley's father left for Liverpool. He was gone for 3 days, and the children missed him a lot. On the third night, they did not go to bed. They waited in the sitting room for him to return. At 11 p.m, the door opened and Mr. Earnshaw came in and fell back into a chair. Then he opened his big coat and cried, "Look at this, wife! I've never carried anything so heavy in my life, but we must see it as a gift from God." Catherine and Hindley moved forward, and above Catherine's head, I saw a dirty, black-haired child. He was big enough to walk, and his face looked the same age as Catherine's. But when he spoke, it was in a language that no one could understand. At first, Mrs. Earnshaw was very angry. "How will we feed him when we have our own children to look after?" she shouted at her husband. But Mr. Earnshaw was a very kind man. He said that the boy had been hungry and alone, and no one knew whose child he was. He could not leave the boy like that, he said, and he wanted him to become part of the family. Then he asked me to wash the boy and let him sleep with Hindley and Catherine. The Earnshaws called him Heathcliff. It was the name of a son who had died. It has always been both his first and last name. Heathcliff was a quiet, moody child, but Mr. Earnshaw loved him, and he became Mr. Earnshaw's favourite. Heathcliff and Catherine quickly became close, and they played together all the time. But Hindley hated Heathcliff, and he used to tease him and hit him. Heathcliff's face was often bruised. When Mrs. Earnshaw became ill and died 2 years after Heathcliff arrived, Hindley teased and hit the boy even more. Then, when Catherine and Heathcliff were around 13 years old, Mr. Earnshaw also became ill. He slowly became very thin and weak, and he changed. He wasn't gentle and kind now. He was silent and moody, and sometimes he had a terrible temper. He thought that everyone hated him for bringing Heathcliff to the house, and he did not want to hear bad things said about the boy. Of course, his father's love for Heathcliff made Hindley hate Heathcliff even more. Finally, Mr. Earnshaw became tired of Hindley's bad temper and Heathcliff's bruised face. He decided to send Hindley to college. I hoped that life would be quieter after that, but I was wrong. The problem was Catherine. She was a very naughty, wild child, but she also had very beautiful dark eyes and a sweet smile. She loved Heathcliff too much and spent all her time with him. She liked to tease her father that she had more power over Heathcliff than he did. As her father grew weaker, she became even naughtier, until one night Mr. Earnshaw lost his temper and said, "I cannot love you, Catherine. You are worse than your brother." This made her cry at first, but when I told her to say sorry to her father, she laughed. A few weeks after he had lost his temper with Catherine, Mr. Earnshaw was sitting by the fire in the evening. As the wind blew around the house, Catherine sat against her father's knees, and Heathcliff lay on the floor with his head on her legs. "I will sing you to sleep, Daddy," Catherine said. Then she began to sing softly, and Mr. Earnshaw's head slowly dropped onto his chest. A few minutes later, Catherine touched him on the shoulder, but he did not move. Then she stood up, and putting her arms around his neck, immediately screamed, "Oh, he's dead, Heathcliff! He's dead!" The two children began to cry, and I began to cry with them. Then Joseph told me to go and get the doctor from Gimmerton. I ran over the moor through the blowing wind and rain, and I brought the doctor back with me. When I went upstairs, Catherine and Heathcliff were in their room, but they were not in their beds. They were sitting close together on the floor, speaking beautifully about God and heaven. They did not need me, because they had each other.